Just to confirm with you guys, today is Wednesday, right? It's Wednesday, right? Yes?
Yes, it's Wednesday. And that means it's time for Mark Grody with Mully and Haw.
Fair.
On 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. If that music doesn't pump you up, then certainly talking to Mark Grody should. He is the man. He's got himself a new X, a new Twitter handle. It is at Grody Sports. I love sports, but I love Grody Sports more. It's
Same
Mark
here.
Grody on the Score Hotline. Hey, Mark.
Groats.
What's going on, Mully and Haw? How are you guys doing this morning? It's good to see you guys. It's good to see Mully dancing to the intro. I always love that when Mully sit dances. It's great.
It's for our Twitch audience.
It's all I can do these days, yeah. Sadly. My mobility shot.
Looking good, Mark. Looking good.
Mark, you're a beautiful man. You know I feel that way. Let me ask you a question. Did you think you were going to make it to the first day off?
Oh, man.
Quick start to camp is all I'm saying. Day off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, it has been a good first 4 days of camp for sure. I definitely welcome the full day off, and I think that the Bears will too before they to get themselves regenerated and ready for the first full padded practice on Friday. And then the fans come funneling in on Saturday, but it's been a pretty good start to the training camp. I think the pace has been perfect in that they started sort of slow, even with the duration of the practices. You know, the first couple were about an hour, and then the last two, they tacked on a good 20 to 30 minutes towards the end. So it seems to all be so far, everything seems to be on pace and to scale, I suppose.
Objectively, I think it has seemed that Caleb Williams, the arm talent, has been obvious, but so has the fact that he's a rookie and there are going to be some things that he has to learn from, and that's been just as obvious. How would you assess his first four practices?
Yeah, you know, I think the first thing that I think of, David, is that he looks better. And I'm not saying like he made some big jump, but he looks better than when last we saw him during the offseason program, during the OTAs and the rookie camp and the veteran camp. There are very precise things that he's gotten better at, including the cadence. I mean, it's pretty nice that was such an alarming thing, relative to OTAs when, you know, he couldn't quite, there was several problems with that. And now it seems to, I'm sure there'll be issues with the cadence again at some point in time, you know, sporadically and intermittently, but it's been pretty good. As far as the overall performance on the field, though, from Caleb Williams, it's interesting because, yeah, I'd say the defense is still ahead of the offense. I don't think that there's any doubt about that. But you will see him, for instance, making two third down, you know, third and long plays, third and 10 plays to, you know, Keenan Allen and Roma Dunze, like I saw a couple of days ago in the 2-minute drill. And then like yesterday, you'll see Tyreek Stevenson bat down a passer. The defenders get in the way. But for the most part, one of the things that just stands out to Caleb Williams is we see the stuff that we saw with him at USC and what everybody talks about, and that is the arm talent and being able to on occasion make wow throws where you're like, how did he get that ball in there? And even defenders and receivers at times have been like, wow, how was he able to squeeze that ball in considering the coverage? So we're kind of getting all of what you're supposed to get with a rookie quarterback.
I saw Big Z posted a story today, a column, questions about Bears' depth at edge rusher after Montez Sweat are fair, but the answers could be in-house. Do you believe that? Do you believe that they need to bring back Yannick Ngakoue, who we've heard Montez Sweat say nice things about, and we've seen him running around in a high school field. He looks good for himself. I don't know if he is good. I don't know if they need him. I don't know what they're going to do. But I saw him trying out for Miami, and I guess he's available if they want to give him some money, and probably be half the price it was a year ago.
Yeah, well, the funny part is Ryan Poles has basically said – the same thing this year about the defensive pressure as he did last year at this time. And that was, we like our guys. We really like what we have, but we're always looking. And he, you know, the always looking, he meant as just sort of that's what teams do. But I think that you have to pay attention to that part. Like in terms of like pure pass rushers from the outside, you know, the guy that I've been talking about a lot, I'm sure I've talked to you guys about, is DeMarcus Walker. Can he give you what he didn't give you last year? He gave you 3.5 sacks. He gave you an unhealthy season. He told us the other day he was only 75% at best throughout the season. So I think there's a dependence on him. I don't think that there's any way you could look at the draft pick Austin Booker or Dominique Robinson and say, yeah, you're going to get production from those guys. But one of the guys that talked yesterday, Jervon Dexter, I think that they are looking for him to make the jump. And I'm not saying they're expecting double-digit sacks from him, but they sure would like to get more pressure from the inside guys on the defensive line. So if that's what Ryan Poles and the Bears are thinking in terms of having what they need in-house, then I guess that's understandable, but that really puts some pressure on, pardon the pun, on Jervon Dexter and those guys inside to get pressure. And let's face it, like there continued to be an immense amount of pressure on Montez Sweat, and he embraces it, and he is a terrific player. But right now, the Bears still seemingly are in a similar place to where they were last year when they only had 30 sacks on the season.
So, Gordy, Jervon Dexter sure sounded committed to being ready or being that guy in the middle of that defense. He sure looked like a guy who had prepared himself that way. Heck, he cut out honey buns, as he said. So that was a good step in the right direction. He's got an explosive step in the right direction. How much confidence do you have? Is it all just hype, or do you think you're going to actually see a player that in year two delivers?
It's all hype right now, that's for sure, because it's like the classic stuff, you know, second round rookie comes back and had a decent first season, and now he's more determined than ever, and he gets the body built up and sculpted the way the team wants it. So everything is, the conditions are favorable for Jervon Dexter to have a better year than he did in the first year. I think we've all probably gone a little bit overboard in the dependence that we're all having on Jervon Dexter, because as far as I know, nobody has actually said on the Bears coaching staff, yep, Jervon Dexter is our three technique, and we're proud of that. I understand that there's a little bit of gamesmanship that goes on with the coaching staff and trying to challenge these guys, but nobody has proclaimed that as far as I know. So it's the dependence on him, it should be there. You should, there's a lot expected out of second round picks. He should be a starter in the NFL. But, you know, look, you had Justin Jones there the last couple of years to take the heat off, and now it's completely his show. He is, trust me, he is capable of making that jump. All of it is there. He's got to go do it. I mean, the size is unbelievable. I'm still blown away every time I see that guy standing in front of us. But he needs to make a considerable jump this year.
Is there an off-season body shaping award? Because he could win it. I mean, that's a good thing. I got to tell you, I think they're second-year players. I'm just hearing a lot about their second-year players. It seems like every time you turn around that Tyler Scott has created this relationship with Caleb Williams. And one of the passes went over the head of Tyreek Stevenson, who's doing pretty good for himself as well. So I think that draft class is stepping up a little bit with those three guys.
It's a great point, Molly. Yeah, Tyler Scott's name has been ever present. I was talking about it yesterday, and, you know, don't forget about Tyler Scott. Right? And it's very easy to forget about him because of the three wide receivers and DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, and Roma Dunze that you have. It's like, and that was one of my points last night. Don't forget about Tyler Scott. Look, Tyler Scott was very present in camp last year as well, especially at the beginning. I think everybody was kind of awed by his speed and the possibilities of a fifth-round rookie sneaking up and maybe doing what Darnell Mooney had done early in his career and being in effect. He started to struggle towards the end of training camp last year, and then quite frankly had a poor rookie season with just a lot of the drops. And I understand, Like, you get a little bit of space when you're a rookie. So the Bears have seemingly have one of the things that they've made very clear is, like, Tyler Scott's going to get a real chance to be part of this offense, because you never know about injuries, and, you know, you still want that alternative. So he's been present. Tyreek Stevenson's similar. I remember Tyreek Stevenson, too. He was one of the MVPs of camp last year, knocking balls down and intercepting, and he has followed up in that as well. He also had a good rookie season last year, and he's got to take it to the next level. So I think that's a great point. There's all these don't forget about guys. Like, don't forget about Khalil Herbert. Don't forget about Larry Borum, because there's been so much justifiable focus on the starters on this Bears team and a team in which they are supposed to win.
I'm going to ask you or tell you, don't forget about Eddie Jackson. He's now with the Ravens, signs to play in that defense with Roquan Smith. I'm curious, from a Bears perspective, Grody, as somebody who watched Eddie Jackson's career and understood why he had to go, and I think they got an upgrade in Kevin Byard. Who has more interceptions in 2024, Eddie Jackson or Kevin Byard?
That's a great question. I'm going to go Byard. I just don't trust Eddie Jackson's health at this point in his career. And I know he's still got a little bit left in the tank. But those two are, you know, they're similar in where they are in the league right now. But I feel like Eddie Jackson, like, I keep thinking this about him. I predict that Eddie Jackson will be back at Halas Hall in, I'm going to say, maybe 2 years, giving a pregame speech or a pre-training camp speech to the rookies.
Pulling the plug on the poor man's career.
And you're also putting him in some really good company. I mean, he had a good Bears tenure. Not that good.
He's not Peanut Tillman.
He's not Peanut Tillman, Grody.
Well, no, he's not. But I think that, look, Eddie Jackson enjoyed being a Bear. He enjoyed being in Chicago. He considers himself a Bear. So I think that he'll play. I do think he's going to play this year. He'll probably miss 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 games. But I do think he's going to think he's going to play. And then I'm telling you, right. Eddie Jackson,
like,
back at Halas Hall as a roving camp instructor and a guy who gets the team pumped up in training camp. Two years from now, can I
answer that question? The Byard Jackson question.
Yes. Yeah. Extra point.
I would say it's Brisker that will be the guy with the interception.
Ooh, really?
Oh. Yes.
I don't know.
I think that Byard is going to be more the strong safety. I think they're both kind of strong safeties. I think it's going to open up more opportunity for Brisker.
What say you, Grody?
First of all, Molly loves Brisker.
He does.
He does. I like their secondary, sadly, so I'm biased.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I like it. Yeah. No, I love the idea of Brisker getting more picks out there. I think that'd be better. Like, you want Brisker. Like, because I always worry about long-term Jaquan Brisker just because of how physical he is. Maybe he should take a little bit from Eddie. Just a little bit.
I think he had to cover for Eddie. I think he had to be the physical one.
He was a more willing tackler.
And now I think Byard is the more willing tackler of all of
Byard,
them.
He'll hurt you.
Maybe Brisker gets a little bit of
I like that.
Big play possibility.
Transference.
Yeah, no, I love that idea. I mean, anything to take some of the – because, you know, look, Jaquan Brisker is still young, but – the way he plays, I mean, you certainly don't want to take away the aggressiveness, but he's got to make some decisions that time. So maybe, Molly, going after the football will be a good decision for Jaquan Brisker. I'm really looking forward to seeing how once we actually get into the games and even the preseason games, watching those two guys play safety and communicate. You know, we talked about earlier about Byard's philosophy is play sides of the ball as opposed to the traditional strong and deep safe. And you're going to see some of that as well. But I just think it's going to be interesting to see how Byard communicates with Brisker and how they set things up, because Byard came in from day one with a plan and even talked about having watched the Bears on film and how Eddie Jackson and Brisker played together.
And I appreciate, Grody, how you addressed Kevin Byard's approach to his diet for training camp and how he likes to eat the same things. I thought that was one of those details you don't get from any ordinary reporter, but you delivered.
You get
the absolutely.
Extraordinary one.
I believe he said he had 6 banana slices.
Yes. And you asked him if it why Carm asked him why six, but he did talk about the banana slices and his regimen that he stays to every day.
Yeah, yeah. No, I tell you, Kevin Byard has been interesting every time that we've talked to them. With the Bears got some the mix of veterans and young players is great on this team. And they, like, the veterans on this Bears team comport themselves like veterans who are willing to help and willing to share with us. Think about Keenan Allen. Like, he's going to be terrific to talk to all season long. And he's smart and he understands the NFL and he understands young receivers. DeMarcus Walker, that guy loves to say anything. I hope that he stays healthy, but I do like what the Bears have brewing in terms of vocal leadership, which sometimes is hard to come by.
You know, you said something there that's very important, and I think that, like, Byard coming in and replacing Eddie Jackson's a great example. He's a guy who stays on the field. He's a guy who's healthy. He's a guy that plays seasons, right? You're not going to be looking for him, or at least that's the plan. I think Keenan Allen's kind of the same way. There's a guy that's, you know how you set records? You know how you make Pro Bowl? You're available, and you make plays when you get the opportunity. I like some of the moves they made because I feel like one of the priorities was getting guys that with a reputation for staying
pros.
Healthy and being on the yep. field.
Yeah. Well, Kevin Byard has got to stay healthy because you never know if Jonathan Owens is going to be, you know, in France or where he's going to be with Simone Biles.
Do you not like that? Are you okay with it?
No.
I'm just curious.
I think there's zero controversy over it. I mean, how do you not? How is it just not it shouldn't even be something that they discuss. Oh, your world-class, maybe greatest Olympic athlete of all time is competing in the Olympics. Yeah, go ahead. We got you. What do you need? 3, 4? Cool. We'll cover you.
I agree with you, Grody. I think it would be different if he were a starter. I think that the dynamic would be different. The decision might be the same, but I think our reaction might be a little bit different. If this were a Jalen Johnson, if this were Caleb Williams.
What if it was Kevin Byard? So if Kevin Byard was like, hey, can I have 4 days off?
No. I'd say no because he's a new player.
Seven practices. I don't know that they would give Kevin Byard that kind of time.
To go see something that is perhaps unprecedented.
You can have a weekend in Paris if you must.
I mean, she hasn't won a gold medal in 3 years.
Oh my God.
Yeah, well, that's even more of the reason. She's in a little bit of a slump, so it's going to be an incredible moment.
Somewhere they described him as Bears star.
Probably over there.
Because they you're don't know. Accompanying the greatest athlete of her generation in her sport.
And I love it, Grody, the detail.
You become a star.
At least they're going to have a workout room in the hotel he's staying.
Man, you guys are stingy. I mean, you don't even want a guy to go to the Olympics and
didn't say that, Grody.
No.
Stop twisting.
Don't call us stingy.
No, we're not stingy. I think it's definitely the Bears are taking care of the player. I totally understand the desire to want to see something special like this. I just said that if it were a player of more consequence, it might have been a little different.
If he were any good, you wouldn't let him go.
if he were a star.
Exactly. You'd need him.
If he was a star, Grody, I think the conversation would be longer.
You'd let Valus Jones go.
Yes.
And I don't mean to the Olympics.
But he would drop his passport and he would never get through customs.
If Tremaine Edmonds missed 4 days, this would be a huge topic, is what you're saying, Hall?
I think that if it were somebody
that's a good point.
That was going to miss a week that you were counting on to make an adjustment as a starter or somebody like a rookie that you were counting on to be a starter, it would be a different equation.
Just the guy you want to go make a special teams tackle. It's not the same thing. You don't prepare the same way. It doesn't impact your football team.
Would your guy Tevin Jenkins be allowed to do this?
I hope not.
I look at it differently. I just think that this is like huge life stuff, and we're talking about like if it was the regular season or even a preseason game, but if it was the regular season, then I would probably maybe take some issue with it. But I think in a case like this is extraordinary, and we all know what's going on. We all know who his wife is, Simone Biles, for anybody who doesn't know at this point. So I think that it's one of those deals where I'm going to let it go.
All right. We're going to let you go. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks,
Rudy. You called us stingy. We call you softest church music, right? That's what we got here.
And Mark, tomorrow night, right? 6 to 7 tomorrow night?
Yeah. You guys called me. You know what I'm saying? You guys called me.
It's not sports. It's Grody Sports.
At Mark Grody Sports is being maintenanced. So please follow me on at Grody Sports if you would like Bears content. Thanks, Molly and Haw.
Love you, buddy. God bless. That's our guy. That's Mark Grody. He's the best.